This episode, join the hosts of the Road Home from Wrestling podcast as we discuss Unsanctioned Pro, Fueled by Spite, and we catch up a little bit and let you know what we've been up to. Welcome to the Road Home from Wrestling. Home, but we're hanging out at the Road Home from Wrestling World Headquarters. My name's Andy, and I'm coming to you live to tape, and I got John sitting to my right. How you doing, John?
Good. I have a beer you've let me drink all night, and so I am in a great mood.
Are you?
Yeah.
Maybe scoot up a little bit, you know?
Okay, fine.
I got Dean here, too. What's up, Dean?
Not a lot, man. How you been doing?
I'm good. We're going to catch up with each and every one of you here in a second, but let's get all the introductions out of the way. Good to see you, Dean. Gary, how's it going, Gary?
What, Gary?
It's been great, man. I can't complain.
Well, let's catch up with Gary first. Gary, you know, the Road Home from Wrestling ended, and we're coming back for just kind of a special occasion, and maybe we'll do stuff in the future. Maybe we won't. You know, I'm not sure. But how's life been since we saw you last? It's been a long time.
It has been a long time, and I'm grateful to be able to come and see you guys again. I'm glad that everybody's doing well throughout this, but life's been good. I've been pretty much working the entire time, and you know, my kids have been keeping me busy, so you know, I can't complain.
And you're safe and everything,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's good. That's good. Well, people miss you. You know, people miss us in general, and you know, we get the messages every once in a while, and they miss Gary, and you know, they miss me and John a little bit, but they miss Dean a whole lot.
They should always miss Dean.
I know. We all miss
that's
Dean.
Bullshit.
Dean.
Notes and jokes.
I spend more time with me than anybody.
How's it going, Dean?
It's going good.
Yeah? What you been up to?
Just working, and that's all I've been able to do is work. I can't go out. I am much less concerned than I should be over Corona, and everyone that I want to hang out with is like making up the difference by being overly concerned.
That's fair.
So I still don't get it. Like, the fact that I'm not super concerned about it doesn't mean shit, because they still, nobody wants to go out and do anything. It's funny because I'll call my dad and be like, oh, I was thinking about going up to Trader's World this Saturday if you want to go. I say, oh, I'll think about it. And then he calls me back 5 minutes later. He's like, yeah, your mom doesn't want me to go to Trader's World. But I understand they're both caregivers to their parents, so it's probably very good that they're not going around much. But I got my first shot. They've all had their shots, so hopefully we'll get a little back to normal in a couple weeks.
Yeah, we're almost 100% vaccinated here at this table, which is a good thing, and we hope everybody else is out there doing the same. Now, John, we've heard from you more recently than the other folks, but how have you been? I mean, you're decked out in UP stuff. You're chugging Sprite as we speak. You know, you said you were drinking beer, but I've just been seeing you drink Sprite all night.
I've been disguising my Sprite inside my beer can, hoping you wouldn't catch me.
Really?
Thanks a lot for outing me on that. I'm good. I finally got my promotion at work.
Oh, wow.
So now I'm a big boy manager, and I have no staff underneath me, but hey, I manage those materials very well.
You manage yourself?
Yeah. And movie theaters are open, so I can go to the movies a bunch.
What's the best movie you've seen recently?
Probably Nobody.
Nobody? I saw it too. It was pretty good.
Yeah. Actually, that's a lie. Minari was really good.
Hmm.
And Sound of Metal.
Okay. Not familiar with those. I'll have to look into those.
They're both up for Oscars.
Really?
Yeah, it's Oscar season, baby.
I saw that the Proud Woman, or what's it called?
Wonder Woman.
Promising Young Woman.
That was fucking awesome, man. Yeah. What a great movie. I saw that. I saw
Nobody
Kid
looks
Detective.
Really good.
Yeah, what's that?
How was Kid Detective?
That's fucking
hilarious.
I love Kid Detective. Great movie.
You
so funny.
Kid Detective?
I did.
I loved it. It was so good.
My top three movies of the past, like, you know, I mean, other than some random shit nobody cares about, would be Psycho Gorman, which was incredible. If you guys have not seen that, it's so funny. The Promising Young Woman, and then the other one you just mentioned, Kid Detective. Those are my three favorites. Those are really good. So,
what have you been up to, Andy?
Oh, me? Okay. Well, I mean, folks have heard from me, and I've been working on posting some episodes, getting them up and stuff, and worried about stuff that's said on them and if it's going to offend people. And I don't know. I mean, that's all kind of weird shit that I'm trying to get my head around. But I've been doing the Never Open podcast with Luke from Australia. That's been fun, watching a lot of New Japan Pro Wrestling and staying inside other than having to go to work, you know. But I got to say, I mean, it's a pretty special night, you know. I'm sitting here acting like, yeah, I've been doing a thing, and yeah, we'll talk about wrestling or whatever, but this is pretty special, man. There's only been one other time where you guys have been out this way, like, kind of all together, and John, you were not here for this. This is before your time, and that was a lost episode we recorded here at the house for various reasons, but it's been a long time since we've been all together, and I don't know, man. Feels pretty good. Makes me happy, you know?
Yeah!
I needed it.
Absolutely, yeah. So we watched some wrestling tonight. Now, folks, listen. All right. This is not going to be your normal Road Home from Wrestling episode. We're going to do our best. However,
there is a run-in from rain.
Yeah, there was a run-in from rain.
So it's kind of normal.
Run-in from rain.
And a run-in from WrestleMania.
Yes, yes. So we were trying to, you know, have fun talking to each other and stuff. We watched the Unsanctioned Pro Fueled by Spite, not Sprite, that thing. And that was pretty good. And we were also watching WrestleMania at the same time. So we may have comments about both a little bit. But mainly we're going to be talking about Unsanctioned Pro Fueled by Sprite. Spite. Gary, you've never been to an Unsanctioned Pro show.
I have not.
Okay. So
I've heard the episodes, though.
You have. You listen. I like that. That's nice. I it's nice when people listen to the episodes that they're not on, you know.
I sometimes do that.
Do you? Sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
You
know? Yeah, but I haven't heard any of them.
I tend to think you guys are funny.
We do make the people laugh. So, well, you know, there was a little bit of an issue at the beginning because, you know, as you said, there was this run-in from rain. So, Gary, what happened?
There was like a 2-hour delay. Although, they started off by saying it was like a half an hour delay. And then when that ended, there was another half an hour delay. And then when that ended, there was another half an hour delay.
That's like the airplane trick where, all right, we're just checking on the gear. We should be leaving in about 5 minutes. And you're like, okay, good. It's only 5 minutes. I don't want to be stressed out.
Or when your drug dealer says, I'm right down the street. I'll be there in 5 minutes. Like, that means 30 minutes.
Or when your podcast co-host is meeting you somewhere. And they're right down the street. I have played that trick. I'm usually an exit at least further than I tell you I'm at.
John, Gary used to pull this trick because I would get all mad when he was late, and he was always late. So every Wednesday, he'd show up, and he'd always pull this trick on me where he's like, well, I'm about 20 minutes out, and he's right around the corner. And he'd show up, and I'm like, fucking asshole. But John, tell me about this number thing. We were watching this countdown. Tell me about that real quick. This is pretty funny,
so
right?
Fight TV had a really nice feature where it kind of did a countdown clock to when the show starts. So we started tuning in about an hour and a half out to the show. And we're like, all right, cool. We're chatting. We're having a good time. And then we hear there's a rain delay. So we're like, all right, cool. Well, it still says there's an hour. So we're like, well, I guess it's going to start on time. So we got down to like 1 minute and 15 seconds. And then it jumped back an hour. And we're like, oh, that's not good. But luckily by then, like, the WrestleMania pre-show started. So we were like kind of bullshitting with that, chit-chatting, catching up. And then we get down to, like, 15 seconds, and oops, psych, we're back to 30 minutes.
We had a good time with it.
And then Mania starts, and they're pulling the same bullshit. Yeah. Like, psych, we said we were starting the show, but we're going to go talk to people backstage.
It's true. Well, we were watching both at the same time, so, you know, you'll get a little comments about this. Now, you know, we're going to go over the results of the show. I'm sure we'll remember a few spots, but this won't be like a super wrestling move heavy. This is a reunion episode, you know what I mean? So it's about UP, but it's also about us.
It's more about us.
Yeah, it's about us for once. But the opening match of UP Fueled from Sprite, or Fueled by Sprite, which, by the way, they were going to be in an outdoor venue. It started fucking raining, right? So this time period that John was just talking about was them figuring out an indoor venue to attend and have the show at, which is fucking tough. So I'm sorry, Derek, I hope you didn't have a heart attack today, because, man, that was probably really stressful. And thanks for getting this all done quickly so that we can have a show. We appreciate it. So, but your opening contest tonight was a scramble match, and it had some wacky name, and I don't remember what it was, but we had some guy called The Whisper. All right, he was the first guy out. Then we had Ron Bass Jr., Freddie Hudson, Yo-Yo, Zach Thomas, Billy Starks, and Quack Rob Killjoy.
Quack.
He is awesome. So, you know, this scramble match was, it's a little tough to get into because you're not there. You know, there's a big part of Unsanctioned Pro's magic is being there. You know, really, that to me is like kind of the biggest thing about being there is like that's where the magic happens. So, you know, I don't know if this is such a magical experience as it typically is in that case, but Gary, what do you remember about this match? Do you remember any of these characters doing some stuff at all?
Yeah, I remember we didn't catch the Whisperer's name at first, and we figured it out later in the match when he had made some moves. But I remember he seemed like he was a pretty, I would say, rather savvy wrestler in the fact that he knew... He's had some experience, you know. He didn't look like he was a brand new wrestler.
It's true. Game. I just love how you search for words and then you find them. It's awesome.
I love it. Doing it. That's great. And I mean, I think, you know, Ron Bass Jr., you know, he did a really good job as the big man in the match and did a lot of big man moves that were typical, because most of the wrestlers that were in with him were tremendously smaller.
That's true. Now, Dean, you have a lot of experience with Rob Killjoy.
Yes.
What'd you think of his performance in this match? I thought he did a pretty good job, right?
He did do a great job. It was a little bittersweet. I like also seeing him with his usual tag team partner. So when he always does try and do his best to pull his weight in matches. He was probably the most experienced guy in the match. But I do like to see him in that tag team. We always had that running joke that with the big long beard that Lance Lute always looked like a much older person than he really is. And we would joke about how they were father and son. And just little, like, I have a lot of good memories of watching the Ducks and the way they, like you said, being there. No one works a merch table like
Nobody,
Rob Killjoy and the
Ducks.
Man,
ain't that the truth?
Man, they're amazing.
I think after this match, you can see him in the background at the merch table the entire night.
He's tremendous at that. Yeah, we have a lot of experience with them. And if you guys don't know, just a little sad news. Unfortunately, Lance Lute is ill right now. And they are doing a benefit show, and I don't have the details right in front of me, but check out Three Mother Duckers on Twitter, and you'll see that they have this show coming up, Ducks Fly Together. You can donate to it. You can buy tickets to it, whatever.
Support it.
Yeah, support the Ducks. They're awesome, and we miss them a lot. But now, John, you've seen Billy Starks quite a bit at this point, right? What'd you think of her performance here, and how did she do?
I knew it was only a matter of time before we see Billy Starks at UP. I thought she brought her good, like, creative, fun offense that she brings. I think she has a lot of, that's a fumble of words right there. She brings a lot of energy to matches that I don't think is matched very often. I think that maybe comes with youth. I thought she was a fun addition to this match, and it was nice to see like a female on a UP show.
Yeah,
I think
that's
we've only
rare.
Seen it one other time with Maria Manick.
It's a little different, right?
And a much different...
versus the Ugly Ducklings, actually. So, yeah, that was
a
like,
much different
She killed Lance Lute in that match. It was awesome. Now, we also had this other guy that I was highly impressed with, and I love that he hates... he hates Waffle House as much as I do. And that's a gentleman named Yo-Yo. It's Y-O-Y-A. And he's like this little dude, and he is the shooter weight, he says.
I think he's wrestling out of Washington, D.C. area.
Is that right?
Did you catch that?
Yeah. Do you like that?
Yeah.
Mr. Wow. Gary is wearing Washington football team stuff from head to toe right now. Anyway, I was really impressed with him. I'd never seen him wrestle before. I was just very impressed on Twitter with the fact that he hates Waffle House because Waffle House sucks, and anyone who likes Waffle House is an idiot. I'm talking to all of you out there.
Now you're being a bully.
I don't like
bullies.
It's just like Shane McMahon, huh? Bullying the giant Braun Strowman. Anyway, that's stupid. But the finish of the match was Billy Pinn's yo-yo. Not sure what the actual move was. Sorry. You know, we were trying to watch three things and hang out. And this is not how we typically do this kind of stuff. And we haven't done this for a long time. So give us a break.
Yeah, we're rusty.
Yeah, a little rusty, you know? So, anyway, after that, we had another match. Another match was MV Young versus Robert Martyr. I'm interested. And now, MV Young has been at Unsanctioned Pro at least once, if not twice. I think maybe twice. And Robert Martyr was making his debut. I don't know, John, someone with the last name of Martyr as a wrestler. I mean, are they dying for our entertainment? Is that kind of the idea?
I would think so. I mean, if you're a martyr for something, then you're always being sacrificed, right?
It's true.
But, and this is a fun fact, this was his 100th match I saw
on
Twitter.
Really? So. That's awesome. Well, that's very nice. And it was great to share that time with him. Dean, what'd you think of MV Young? I don't know. I'm just trying to get to the next.
I only remember...
My transitions are not always good, okay? Just deal with it.
Remember a lot about this match. I think that I was kind of focusing on the WWE TV at this moment. I do remember, like, I don't know if we want to skip to the end, but at the end of it, they had a moment where it looked like they were going to shake hands.
We can always do a go back, Gary.
and it looked like the guy who lost the match shot on him, because they kind of started to shake, and then he slapped him once, then they kind of just looked at each other for a second and like kind of stepped towards each other, and then he went for another handshake, and then the other guy just started like really laying into him. So it looked like, I don't know, it looked kind of bizarre.
MV Young looked like he was not happy that he lost in that part.
Well, he tapped out. He tapped out to Robert Martyr, and that's why he was all pissy. Go ahead.
I don't remember a lot about the match, but I do think that both of the guys that were in this match were pretty decent. You know, like they seemed to be making clean transitions and making some good moves on each other. Neither one of them had looked like, you know, that's something they just learned. So, you know, I haven't seen them before, but I'm willing to watch them again.
Well, they beat each other up pretty good. Yeah. That was kind of the theme of the match, is that they were slapping the shit out of each other. A lot of heavy strikes. Good stuff. So that was fun. You know, we had that. And then we had them fight after the match, like you said. And then we had one that is a rematch at Unsanctioned Pro. And the first time it was pretty good. This time it was also pretty good. It's Lord Crew, our guy, friend of the show, versus a P.B. Smooth. I'm going to tell you guys what I liked about this first, because there was two things in this match that made my head explode. One is that, you know, we've seen it one other time, and that is that PB Smooth does this kind of like basketball dunk move where the guy is inside the ring, he's facing out, right? And he basically, PB Smooth jumps up and grabs the guy's head and slams it down, right? So he did that to Lord Crew in the first match, and Crew bumped on the floor like a maniac. Guess what? Did it again in this one. And that was awesome. And then the other thing was that Lord Crew was picked up by PB Smooth. Lord Crew, not a small man, by his leg with a standing stretch muffler, which was terrifying. That was fucking awesome. John, you got anything?
It's always a pleasure to see both these guys wrestle. I've become a pretty big fan of PB Smooth over the, I don't know what, 2 years.
You have his chapstick, right?
I do have his chapstick. I don't use it. I kind of just keep it, you know, tucked underneath my pillow.
Emergency chapstick.
Yeah. Like when I wake up in the middle of the night and my lips are just so chapped.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so chapped. Okay. And Crew, I've been watching him for years now at this point, and he's always so fun to watch. And he's grown so much, like, since I first saw him. And he's, I don't know, he's coming into his own.
There's a lot of local Ohio guys that we saw tonight and have been on WrestleMania shows. However, local to us, like meaning kind of in our general area here in Cincinnati, Ohio, there's only two guys, I guess, that are up that way that were kind of down there doing stuff. One is Lexus Montez, who we'll talk about in a second. And the other one's Lord Crew. Lord Crew never disappoints, man. He's gotten so good. What'd you think, Dean?
One thing that I noticed about was just how giant PB Smooth was. Because when he first came out, I didn't really pick up on it. I'm looking back and forth at both shows. And then he's in the ring standing next to Crew, who I've been next to and knows how large he is. And this guy just towered over him.
It's crazy. Kerry, you were impressed by his size,
too. I was very impressed by his size. It's always good to see, you know, when you have a wrestler that is of a larger status. Because a lot of the people that we've seen locally and in the areas that we go, they tend to be my size or shorter. So when you see a guy that's, you know, of Lord Crew's size wrestling with these little guys, you always assume that Lord Crew is going to dominate. But then when you see somebody get in the ring that's that much larger than Lord Crew, it's like, wow. Like, it's hard to believe that there are people that are that much taller than Lord Crew, because Lord Crew's a pretty tall guy.
That's true.
But like you were saying, I wanted to bring this up about how Lord Crew never disappoints. I remember the first time we saw Lord Crew was a
Fan Fest.
Yeah, it was Fan Fest, but I wasn't sure if I was going to say it. It was at a summer wrestling show. It was an outdoor summer wrestling show. And I remember being instantly impressed with him and like my mind just like exploding. Like, holy cow, who is this guy? And I feel like that every time I see him, except now I know who he is. You know, like, he's just an impressive wrestler.
He's good, man. And, you know, it's nice to see him expand and get better. I mean, like, there's a lot of guys that would describe this, you know, many people yes. would describe this as what I mean is that, like, COVID fucked up a lot of people's careers this year, you know? Oh, yeah. And so, like, he's one of those people for sure that was kind of breaking out. And it's good to see that he's continuing that. So that was great. There was another interesting kind of wrestling nerd thing about this match is that Lord Crew was doing, like, a lot of his normal moves, but he was doing them super. So, like, for example, you know, he does that guitar crusher thing, and instead of doing it standing on the mat, he did it from the top rope. You know, he, like, did super moves to try to, like, you know, get that offense, step it up a little more so that, you know, so it's believable, which is what you want. So, Lord Crew actually won the match after he speared PB Smooth through a door, which is not a normal finish for Crew. So, you know, I mean, that's pretty cool. But as you know, I don't know if you guys noticed this, but Crew's been doing all this hardcore stuff. It's because he likes it. It's because he likes pain. He loves to suffer.
It makes sense.
And so everyone should book him in the most dangerous matches because he definitely wants to suffer, and that's what he likes to do.
Well, I mean, he has all those tattoos, so obviously he's into suffering.
Alex Colon is next.
You know, they had a match, actually, not too bad and not too long at Unsanctioned Pro. Not too long ago. It's late at Unsanctioned Pro, and Alex won. So they were hitting each other with keyboards and
that
shit.
Makes sense.
Bizarre, you
that
know?
Makes sense.
But that was good times. So, you know, Crew wins, and then we have replays, by the way. We had replays tonight. The two things about the production that was awesome. One is the sound was perfect, which is never that way. There was a couple kind of weird noises that we heard, like kind of, I don't know, like almost like or something like that a couple times, but that was few and far between. Only happens a couple for a split second, but the sound, it sounded very good, especially the music.
Yeah, the music
that was
sounded
awesome.
Great.
And then they had these replays, and the replays transitions were smooth, and it fooled me a couple times too, where I was like, oh my god, you know, this is happening again. And they're like, no, it's a replay, but you know, I was typing and also looking at the WrestleMania. So. So that was really good. Respect after the match, and which is weird because PB Smooth is a big heel there. He's one of the only heels at Unsanctioned Pro because almost everybody loves those guys. But another guy who was a heel at Unsanctioned Pro who didn't fucking show up is John, your favorite wrestler, Jordan Oliver. What happened?
He had a long weekend, long week, I guess, of just winning tournaments, and I guess he was just too pooped out to make it to this show. Yeah. I don't know. I was very much looking forward to this next match.
Yeah. The next match was a big, big draw for me on this night, and it was our guy, Lexus Montez, the Prince of Sport himself, versus Charlie Tiger.
Which I just found out he's from Cleveland, Ohio.
Yeah.
Or at least he was billed as.
He
from
was
Cleveland.
Billed from Cleveland. Come on, Scotty. You know, it's
he
okay.
Doesn't know.
Scotty don't know.
Scotty doesn't know. That's true. I heard that.
Fuck.
yeah, we had a lot of fun with that kind of stuff tonight. But anyway, Charlie Tiger, a member of the group Young, Dumb, and Full of Cum. And so, you know, because of that, this actually made sense as a replacement for Jordan Oliver, because Lexus Montez had been across from Charlie Tiger in the ring before in a six-man tag involving Danhausen and various other members of Young, Dumb, and Full of Cum. And so, you know, it's good to see kind of some symmetry there as far as that goes. You guys haven't seen Lexus wrestle in a while. Dean, what'd you think?
It's always good to see Lexus. He's always... One of the best parts I liked about the shows is supporting my friend and going and seeing him. I was disappointed that he didn't get a match with a wrestler who's better known, is a little higher up on some people's lists. I thought it would have given him a better chance to kind of showcase what he can do.
You burying Charlie Tiger. I'm all for it, Dean.
That's great.
I love it. It's been a while for you, Gary. What'd you think?
I thought he did a great job. I mean, you know, it's Lexus. I always think Lexus does a great job. I was very close to changing. I had been wearing this red Washington football team stuff all day, and I was very close on putting my Lexus Montez shirt on before I came over, but I knew he wasn't going to see it, so.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we could take a picture and send it to him.
That's true.
Know?
That's true.
Yeah, he loves us. And he,
yeah, I'm wearing his shirt.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm wearing two of them. So I have one wrapped around my leg, too, for some reason. I don't know why.
It makes sense.
Now, listen, Charlie Tiger, no slouch. You know what I mean?
Not
and
at
he
all.
Beat the shit. Lexus Montez, like a good chunk of this match was Lexus selling, doing a great job, and Charlie Tiger hitting moves on him.
And me getting upset, thinking, man, Lexus better not lose this match. Like,
I didn't think I could hate Young, Dumb, and Full of Cum more. But now I do. I hate him even more. And I hate Charlie Tiger, like, so much. I just want to, like, yell at him. He used to come out and he'd be all dirty. You remember that? He's, like, dirty. And I'm like, man, just take a shower. And something I don't get about these guys. I mean, the Full of Cum thing, I don't know how to handle that. But you're young. Okay. Grow up. You're dumb. Go to school. All right? Like, come on. Like, and try to improve your life. That's all I'm saying.
And they're broke as well. And I just feel like if you
haven't heard that before.
Yeah. Well, that's the other universe, the alternate universe of their
fair enough
group. If they just, like, got a broker, you could, like, or a banker.
Banker. Okay.
Not a broker.
Or a job. A
personal finance manager.
Well, they have a job. I mean, I don't, maybe they need to up, like, their wrestling fee.
Oh,
that's fair. So
do they even charge? Like, they just
they might not.
Charge.
They might just show up.
They're so, like, dumb.
They're paid in experience.
and exposure.
And exposure.
So, wow, that's tremendous. Well, speaking of a job, you know, Lexus, of course, did mount a fantastic comeback, and he did win, and Charlie Tiger did the job to the super position. So that was good stuff. There was one... Tang Knee in particular that was just like, god damn, he took dude's head off. That was good shit. Oh, that was good stuff.
Another one that he missed on the outside.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. The soaring knee.
Yeah, the soaring
Charlie
knee.
Charlie Tiger's been
it.
Watching matches.
Yeah, yes.
You know?
Didn't Charlie Tiger hit like a second or top rope, like DVD?
Yeah.
Yes.
That was real cool.
Yeah. He hit some good moves, you know? Charlie Tiger, no slouch, but...
He got some good offense in.
I don't like him, so...
I like Young, Dumb, and Broken.
I know, so. They're good. I'm just fucking around. Man, there's a video floating around out there of you just going at it with Jordan Oliver. Fuck you, man. Fuck you. You're full of cum. I think that's what you said.
I think it was.
It sounds like something John was
saying. And well, another match we were all looking forward to because... One of our favorite things, if you've listened to our podcast for years, if we've been doing it, one of our favorite things is watching Cole Roger get his shit in. Dean, what's his shit?
Just taking a beating and just popping back up.
Yeah. I didn't think
it's
he
like
could
a
be...
punching bag where they got that weighted thing in like the bottom and it falls over and comes right back up.
I didn't think he could get better at it.
He's got
but he has.
Dude, he gets better every time you see him, and that's one of the crazy things about Cole. But so Cole Roger versus Jake, what's
It's something.
Something? Something.
Something.
And we're,
something.
We're
I don't think he knows. He's always like, what's my name?
He doesn't know. He forgets.
Everybody's like, it's something.
He's been hitting the head too much.
Jake something, of course. And this is, you know, Cole gets killed the match. That's what this is. I mean, Cole gets murdered for the most of the match. He's awesome. I mean, he's taking all kinds of moves. He got thrown through a door in particular, looked pretty rough.
Well, he like initially got hit with one and like dented it. Yeah. And then Jake's like, we're going to keep using this. We're not done with this one yet.
Didn't break it all the way.
These indie tables have more life in them.
Well, no Levi Everett tonight. So the doors are breaking a little easier because they didn't have the Amish, you know, craftsmanship behind them.
That makes sense.
Yeah, he makes such good birdhouses.
He does. He makes the best birdhouses, as we know. And, let's see here. So which part did you prefer to see? What was your favorite part of Cole dying, Dean?
Don't know.
Well, just you like it all.
I like it all.
Him getting tossed from one side of the ring to the other, like, you know, like he was nothing. Like he was, you know, it was like Jake something took his shirt off and threw it across the ring. It was like the same effort to throw his shirt as it would have been to throw Cole. Like,
so, like, when Jake something says, I can't trust you as far as I can throw you, that means he can trust you pretty well, right?
Oh, he can
well,
trust
right?
Cole. He can definitely trust
he
Cole.
He can trust everybody, so.
Yeah, chuck him far.
I like that. That's pretty good. So, you know, Cole Radrick, he's a special guy. He's a special wrestler. He's a special talent. And Jake something is a very, very good wrestler as well.
He is.
He kind of looks like Bruiser Brody, you know? I wonder if there was a movie about Bruiser Brody's, like, you know, his life that maybe Jake something could play him. I don't know. Maybe that could happen sometime. But, you know, I love Cole Radrick. We all love him. That's why we like to yell and make fun of him and stuff like that. It's a thing that goes back a long time. But I just, you know, I it's not going to be long before, you know, he's moving up the ladder. It's just a matter of time. He's undeniable, and he's been that way since we first saw him. You know, I was thinking the other day about, you know, seeing him in the scramble in Dayton for the first time and being like, this kid's pretty good, you know, and then seeing him now, and he's a master, you know, and it's just great.
The last episode of The Road Home from Wrestling that I participated in, Cole Radrick was in a scramble match. So, I'm just saying, it was destiny to come and do, you know, the reunion show with everybody.
It's true. Well, he's pretty great, and we always love to see Cole. So, he dies forever, right? And then, he fires up and wins. What the fuck?
It's a week after Easter. He's back from the dead, and he is somehow pinning Jake something.
I, you know, it's really good to see him win. Obviously, one of the cool things about Unsanctioned Pro is that they build the kind of homegrown type dudes, and, you know, Cole Radrick's one of those guys, Lexus Montez, one of those guys, Crew and PB Smooth, those guys, you know what I mean? So it's good to see, you know, these folks growing. I mean, Charlie Tiger has been there quite a bit, you know, and so it's good to see these folks, I mean, not him really, but, you know, the rest of them do better. I'm just kidding. But, I don't know, it's good. Cole's awesome. Jake something's awesome. He throws Cole around. Cole wins with, I think it was a little Sebastian's curse, but looked different.
I mean, Jake something's a pretty big guy, yeah. So he had to modify it a little bit, probably.
Yeah, he kind of had to reach. He couldn't quite get all the way around him, and he just finally got it. That was good. Yeah. That was good stuff.
Now he's Jake nothing.
Guess what we had after the match?
Not a.
Respect, respect, respect. Oh. So, very nice. You know, very respectful that is here on Sanction Pro, except during the once the bell rings, no more respect. Speaking of which, next we had a street fight between the promo masters. We had Hoodfoot versus Casanova Valentine. He's a pioneer of this shit, all right? And he did not bring the garden weasel. We were very disappointed, you know, although we did hear the witch trance music that, you know, is really good that he comes out to. And, Gary, you liked that, didn't you?
I did. I thought it was really good music to come out to when you're going out to the ring.
What did you think of Hoodfoot's, like, do-rag thing that is like a cape? It's a cape. It's,
I mean,
fucking ridiculous.
So crazy. I've heard of you guys talk about Hoodfoot several times over various shows, and I don't know that words can express how great he is. I think you got to see what Hoodfoot is, you know.
Yeah,
and he's amazing. I loved his cape.
He's got a great punch, and you know, he had a really great showing in the UWFI shows over at Paradigm, and he also cuts these amazing promos, right? So these guys had a war of words before the match, and, you know, I don't know all of the details as far as that goes, but Casanova Valentine, Dean, were you at the show where he drew blood? He bled all over the place and, like, made a pentagram in the floor with blood. Did you see that?
I don't think I was there.
No? Have you seen Casanova before?
I've definitely seen clips because I know that he had a match with Crew, and I saw some clips from that, but I can't remember seeing him live.
John, can you describe for folks some of the weapons that he's been known to use here at Unsanctioned Pro?
He's been known to waterboard people with beer. He's been known to have the garden weasel, like you spoke of. But I think, like, his most notorious weapon was Satan's cock, which is a large dildo with nails driven through it. And I think he lost it on the New York subway, I believe.
That's probably where he found it, too.
It might be where he found it, yeah.
They're laying all over the place on that subway.
Yeah. But, yeah, he's always, like, Casanova is very entertaining. Like, he might not be the greatest wrestler, but he knows how to entertain the shit out of you.
I think he's pretty good in the ring, too, you know? But here's the deal with this match, though. It's difficult to get into when you're not there. This is like one of those matches you got to be there for, you know what I mean? So, you know, there's a lot of stuff that happened. You know, they brawled all over the place and just punched and, you know, kicked each other and threw each other through things. And the impact of that doesn't always translate perfectly through television. Those like brawling in the crowd type stuff really, really is more effective when you're there. Although I really enjoyed the match. I thought it was fun. I don't know. You guys got anything else about this one?
No, I agree. I think the good thing about or the big thing about Casanova matches is like the presence of like being there that makes them very like exhilarating.
He's very charismatic, and he, you know, there's like these people that are famous and you see them and they have this like kind of aura around them. You know, he's got a little bit of that, and so because of that, when you're near him, it's like, oh, this is amazing. You know?
Yeah, and that might be the barbed wire, like just reflecting that, like that's stuck in his hair.
Oh,
that you're experiencing. But
yes, Gary, tell us about the barbed wire.
Well, I mean, this was a street fight, and a good portion of the match there wasn't much street. There was just more fight. And I remember all four of us recalling that we were trying to see some blood. And nothing happened. And they were brawling out around the ring and in the chairs and, you know, doing all of the things that normally would bring blood.
Why were you ignoring Dean? Dean was blading the whole... He kept blading and saying, look, I'm bleeding.
This is how you guys got to do it.
Yeah. But they can't hear Dean either.
Oh, okay.
So then at one point they get back in the ring and Hoodfoot has this barbed wire stick. Ruler, maybe?
Not a ruler. It was about as flimsy as a ruler, so it might have been.
Balsa wood. Yeah.
And he goes to smack Casanova in the face with it, in the head, and it gets tangled in the hair. Ugh. And it tore up Casanova's face, but most importantly, Hoodfoot didn't know what to do, so he stood there and just kind of pulled on it until he ripped it out of Casanova's hair.
He looked like he enjoyed it, too. He was like, yeah, I'll fucking kill you.
Yeah. Yeah, and then he throws it on the ground, and he slams Casanova on it, so then it goes into his back. So finally, we got blood.
That's true. And that was the end of the match,
too. Yeah, that was the end of the match.
Pump handle slam onto the barbed wire. Man, this was pretty violent. Big fan of that, you know what I mean? Very Unsanctioned Pro type match. I just wish I was there for it, you know? I thought both guys did pretty good job. And, like, another thing that's interesting about a match like that, when they're, like, swinging haymakers all over, and they go, and, I mean, if I did that for 5 minutes, I'd be gassed, and I'd have to go lay down. You know what I mean? These guys did it for, like, 15 minutes, and they weren't gassed at all, and they were still beating each other up, and that's pretty cool. So, anyway. All right. So after that, we had another match, and this one was crazy because we, like, you know, Scotty's in the ring, he doesn't know, and he's saying the things and the words, And all of a sudden we hear, what the fuck, man, fuck you, fucking. And here comes Connor Claxton. He's yelling at someone to play his music. We hear Mentally Ill and Amityville by D12, of course, which is his entrance music, you know. And one time I saw D12 in concert in 2000 with Eminem. That's pretty good.
Pretty awesome.
Yeah, pretty good. Executioners were there. What's the guy?
That's pretty awesome, too.
Luda was there, you know. Ludacris.
Ludacris?
Yeah, Ludacris was there. Yeah.
I wonder what hoes he had in the crowd that night.
You know who else was there? Papa Roach. It was like one of those rock and roll concerts. Yeah, you know, rock and roll rap concerts. Pretty good. Anyway, that's in 2000 in Cleveland. But, okay, so Amityville and Mentally Ill.
Alexis, he's also from Cleveland.
I didn't see. That's where I met him for the first time.
That's where
I
met him.
Man, I have a crazy story about that road trip. One time, I'll tell you guys.
Not tonight,
for the blog. Yeah, not tonight. Okay. So Connor Clax is talking shit. We hear his music. He's like, "Get fuck to me music." He gets in the ring, and Alex Kalloon runs out and attacks him. And like basically, after the last show, the Hardcore Cup, Alex Kalloon had won it, but somebody ran off with the title. There was, you know, a Hardcore title, and we still didn't see it again. But it's suspicious that, you know, I don't know. It's kind of suspicious that Connor Claxton maybe took that. You know,
maybe.
Do you have your suspicions?
I think it was somebody else, because Connor was talking about how Alex just keeps trying to
dodging,
yeah. And so I mean, I'm thinking it's somebody different.
What's the five rules of dodgeball? Duck, dodge, duck. I can't remember.
If you can duck, dip, dodge, dive, and duck.
If you can duck a barbed wire balsa wood, you can duck a ball. Is
that something like that? Yeah, yeah.
Something, I don't know. Anyway, well, okay, so Alex Kalloon comes out and they beat the shit out of each other. But Dean, there was a kind of special location for this match. Do you remember this?
When they went in the elevator?
Yeah. What'd you think of that?
Wrestling elevator.
Yeah.
Pro tip, if you're going to go in the elevator, maybe put the cameraman on the elevator, not the guy with the cell phone that you don't have direct connection to.
So you're talking about Martin from Wrestling with Unicorns. We love you, Martin. You are awesome.
We do love you, but maybe let the cameraman in the elevator, not you.
In the elevator, we had the two wrestlers. We had Martin from Wrestling with Unicorns, and we had
the ref.
Referee Max Recon, you know, fucking being awesome. Well, we also had Sean, and I got to say, you know, seeing Man Bun on my TV makes me happy. And of course we booed him, but it's just not the same as booing him in person. You know what I mean? I want to see that reaction, that like, oh man, what? You know, like he loves it.
Come on, awesome.
Yeah, the come on guys.
What I do.
It's amazing. The fuck I do.
You definitely hit him with it. And he's bleeding.
You're a ref.
Speaking of bleeding, yes. Alex Kalloon got busted open real early. Yeah. I think it came in a spot where like his head was smashed in between the ring post and Connor Claxton's boot, and it looked like it might have peeled the skin off of his skull.
It was rough.
It was pretty gruesome.
There was a lot of blood. So we wanted blood in the first match. We were rewarded with amounts of blood in the second match.
Oh, man. Yeah. That was gross, which is awesome. It was awesome and gross in an awesome way. And I've heard that Connor Claxton, he doesn't pull those strikes, man. He's going to whoop you up with them. And so, you know, he clearly kicked Alex's head right in the ring post. He bleeds all over the place. And we had a, you know, like I said, they went on the elevator, which is weird. That was funny. And it reminds me of the Hiromu versus Yano match from New Japan. You need to watch that. It's fucking amazing. But that was good stuff. And then Alex tied Connor to the ropes with a bag, right, or something. Tell me about that. Yeah.
Well, there was some erotic, kinky stuff going on.
Okay.
Some auto-asphyxiation where Alex wrapped up McClackens.
Connor Claxton. He is going to come here and kill you.
I like McClacken.
Connor McClacken.
Well, he could come. I will be dodging him like Alex was. But he, like, Alex wraps his head up in some, like, random plastic he found and tries to suffocate him.
As you do.
And Connor was really into it.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I don't think so. He looked like he went unconscious. Is that what you do when you're into something? Just pass out.
Well, that's what gives you the high of auto asphyxiation.
Oh, my God. Okay.
In excess?
Yeah, that's right. That guy died that way. Yeah.
So that's but, so then...
Dave Carradine.
Yeah. Did you know they're rebooting Kung Fu, and it's but they have a female lead now?
Well, yeah.
It's on CW, so I'm definitely going to watch it.
Oh, yeah.
12.2.
I think the last time I seen Alex was like 4 years ago.
What?
I think it's been about four years. Can't be that three, long. 3 to 4 years ago. Because he was still tag teaming with a champion that was up in Dayton.
A certain group?
Yeah.
The Knight Riders!
That wasn't 4 years ago, though.
No.
Three years ago? Well, last year we didn't go see him.
We had just started the podcast 4 years ago. So, I mean.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I feel like I've been a podcast veteran for years.
Well, Gary, you do like four shows.
Gary,
all these young podcasters don't know how to record or what.
I know. Well, Gary, you're 11-0, so I mean,
yeah, that's fair.
You know, I mean, you're kind of a vet for all of us here, and
punch,
you know,
punch drunk. Mostly.
We appreciate seeing you around.
But anyway, so he after the plastic bag fiasco, there was another point where Alex got a zip tie and tied Connor Claxton's hair to the ring.
Yeah,
and then he left.
And yeah, so he left, and he's like, man, fuck you, and he leaves, and Connor Claxton kind of gets untied and then chases after him. They go outside, and we're all like, what? And they just left.
Yeah.
I don't know if the camera guy was supposed to follow him or what. I don't know if Martin
from do remember
Records was out there. But
he probably was.
I saw something on the television, on the feed, where they were following him down some steps, concrete steps.
Okay.
And then that was it. They never showed anything else outdoors. But then, as they were showing what was going on in the building, it didn't look like we were the only ones that were not certain.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody seemed like they didn't know what was going on. Well, this didn't seem like it was a scheduled match. It looked like Connor Claxton came out and said, man, fuck you, dude. I know you're in here. And then he ran out, and then their bell just rung. You know what I mean? So, it was,
yeah. Well, Gary, you said you saw Alex later on in the night, though, didn't you?
I swear I saw him in the crowd.
At WrestleMania?
Yeah.
They were fighting in the
Bad Bunny was driving by on the truck. A semi, and there was Alex and Connor just fighting on the
side of the road.
That would have been amazing, by the way. That's a great idea. Well, so we don't get a winner. We don't know what happens here.
Alex won.
Did he win?
We're the winners, guys. Oh,
that is true.
That's nice. That is nice.
We got the blood that we wanted.
Oh, yeah, we did.
And now, then some.
The next match was one I was certainly looking forward to. It's kind of a staple match now at Unsanctioned Pro. I mean, this is what you want to come see when you go see them. And it's Myron Reed versus Trey Lamar for the OWA Championship. So, John, you were in the house for some of this OWA Championship tournament. Is that correct?
I was. I was there for almost all of it except for the main event.
You saw Trey Lamar beat Lexus Montez by faking an injury.
I did. I also saw Trey Lamar beat our other guy, Aaron Williams.
Oh, my God.
Did he fake an injury that time, too?
No, he just beat the shit out of Aaron, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, that's upsetting. Well, you can check that out on IWTV, Ohio Wrestling Alliance. They put on a great tournament. Check them out. They don't have promo codes anymore, I don't think, but definitely go check them out. You guys have not seen this match before, is that correct?
I have not.
I barely saw it tonight.
I've seen many matches with Myron Reed, but I've never seen a match with Trey Lamar. I've heard lots about him.
He's one of your favorites. You know what Dean was
saying? Oh, yeah, Myron's definitely one of my favorites.
Dean was more worried about looking up this video of us dancing at PTW in the crowd to Myron's theme.
Myron's, yeah.
That I did get to see that, too. That was a great video.
You need to send me that video because that needs to go up on Twitter. It's funny.
Hot fire!
So
it is. Well, it's also one of those things when you look back at like some of our favorite wrestlers from different companies, and the match was against Titan.
I know.
At PTW.
It was Worlds Collide, man. You know? That was wild. It was interesting when we first started going to shows and going to different promotions, and then we'd say, what the heck are you doing here? And it's like, well, it's just 100 miles away, you know what I mean? We all own cars, but it would always blow our minds to see other people at different places.
It was like when we very first met Larry and we were booing him, but we saw him at like three different shows within 4 days, and he was a good guy at one of the places, and he came out to say hi to the fans, and he looked across the ring and just saw Andy and I standing there kind of smirking at him.
And we booed the shit out of him.
Like, had like this look on his face of, oh,
you fine, guys, man. Again.
Oh, okay.
Oh, man. Yeah, we ran the roads. Anyway, well, Ohio Wrestling Alliance is a great place. Check them out. They got all kinds of cool shit going on, and they have a big show coming up on the 23rd, which I'm proud to announce I will fucking be at. So,
me too.
John, you're going to be there. It's going to be great.
Yeah, I'm going to be drinking beers.
Who knows? We might, I don't know. We'll discuss what's going to happen after that show. Maybe on our way home from that. But anyway, so this...
you might do something on the road home from wrestling?
Maybe. We'll see what happens.
I hope you guys record that discussion. I'd like to hear it.
That's kind of how this whole thing started, by the way. But so this is a marquee matchup at Unsanctioned Pro. These guys have been in a feud for a while, and this is the third match, I believe.
Technically, it's the fourth because they were involved in a tag team.
Yeah, that's right. And maybe even something else before that, like in a scramble or something. I don't know.
They've also, no, this will be the fifth because Myron tagged with somebody to go against 40 Acres because it was Trey.
Awesome Odyssey.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, which, by the way... Where was Awesome Odyssey tonight?
That would have been awesome to see them guys.
Oh, I was so sad I didn't get to see them, man. I love them. That's upsetting. It is what it is. But anyway, so these guys, the last match that they had was one of the best matches I've ever seen live. It was just top notch. This was, if I would have been there, this might have been on that same level. It's real close. I love these guys together. They're so good. Trey Lamar is fantastic. He's another guy that's going to disappear off the indies here real soon. You know, I am shocked that Myron Reed hasn't disappeared off the indies because, like, he's a guy that we, I mean, 3-4 years ago we were seeing him and going, man, this guy's fantastic. You know what I mean?
He's always been good as long as I've been watching him.
Well, and now he's added character. He's able to, like, you know, he's able to work brother instead of just flipping around like he used to. And man, I just think these guys make magic together. They made more magic tonight. They had all the gimmicks. All of them. You know what I mean? We're doing hardcore spots. We're doing a rapid oxidation, like, out into a bunch of chairs, you know, yeah. Which that's what we call the cutter that Myron Reed does. It's the best name ever. He should probably use it, but it is what it is. So no one likes using our names. You know, we make up these cool names for moves, and then they're like, nah, I don't call it that.
Stabber. Orange Fanta.
Yeah, Orange Fanta that we get you from all that stuff. But so this match was awesome. Do you guys have anything to add or any things that you remember? It's very late. I'm sorry. We're very tired.
The only thing I can think of, I feel like Trey has really come into his own as being a heel. A lot of the companies I've seen him work at, he is the heel, and I think he's really taken that and ran with it, and he's really shining as a bad guy who does, like, these sometimes cowardly things, but he also knows how to back them up at the same time. So, like, he can talk shit, but he also knows how to, like, walk. He can walk it like he talks.
Shit. Yeah. He talks the shit and he walks.
He can walk
shit.
It like he talks it.
That's true. He's also a really nice guy, and he's from Cincinnati, so... you know, I kind of like to root for him, but he's bad. I don't like him, you know. So, but yeah, I think he's done fantastic. And these two guys just, like I said, they make magic together. They do it again tonight. Myron Reed taps out to a single leg grab, which is what I call the Boston Crab on the Never Open podcast, which you should check out. But there's a lot of Boston Crabs in New Japan. So we call them Brabs. We just got to save time. You got to save time. You know, there's so much to talk about. So anyway, I thought this match was fantastic. So Trey Lamar retains the OWA Championship, which, by the way, I'm not belt guy. You guys know that. I don't care about belts. I don't care what they look like, right?
Right.
You know, it's a belt, whatever. The OWA Championship looks awesome, and it looks like the old NWA Championship. That's what it looks like. It's fucking cool, man.
I have to see it in person. It looks even better in person.
Really? Yeah. Are you a former holder?
No, I'm not a former holder.
Oh, I'm going to have to get that.
Just a former gazer.
That's funny. Anyway, all right. Well, you know, we're running out of steam here, and we're getting to our main event of the evening. And the main event was a Unsanctioned Pro Heavyweight Championship match. Now, John, what happened with this match? Because originally, this was supposed to be Everett Cross, the, like, longest reigning champion in indie wrestling history, other than Matt Cross at Old Wrestling, you know.
Warhorse.
But he's not champion anymore. Yeah, so versus Aaron Williams, our guy, one of our favorites. What happened?
Somebody got a case of the Rona.
Yeah.
Couldn't make it down.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, there was a lot of wrestlers that were being responsible and getting tested for, you know, things, and some people came up positive, so just to be safe, you know, they wanted to stay home. Aaron, we miss you, buddy. I'm so sad that we didn't get to see you in this, but most important thing is your health, so, you know, take care of yourself. We miss you. You guys going to say nice things to Aaron?
We love you, Aaron. I don't want to say it over what you were saying. We never want to talk over each other on the podcast.
We never do that on this show.
Hey, I don't.
Podcast loves you, Aaron.
I don't.
Aaron, we love you. We miss you. We hope you feel better. We give you all the hugs, virtual and
non. Yeah, we can't give you the real hugs. But yeah, hopefully.
I could technically because I'm fully vaccinated. And yeah. It's been said that fully vaccinated people can interact with people with the virus.
I'm still not giving people hugs.
Yeah, just be safe. You know, it's better that way. So.
I think, no more hugs.
Yeah. I'm not really a hugger to begin with, mm-hmm. So.
Dean, who was the replacement for Aaron Williams?
G. Raver.
Yeah, are you familiar with this guy?
Oh, yeah, he was in the Island of Trees match.
He was in the island, the infamous Island of Trees match. Oh, that's a joke. You got to go way back to find that one. I think the H2O episode of the Road Home from Wrestling, which is up on this feed right now. You can go back and listen to that. H2O place that Scotty works, too. You know, good dude. So, Gary, would you describe G. Raver?
He looked like one of the pagan gods of yesteryear. You know, he had this really creepy face mask thing with these big horns that came out, and he came out to some really, like, dark music. I don't know what it was, but, I felt like I should go get some kind of book to help me.
Like a Bible?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. He was kind of creepy.
It's Sunday, technically, so.
That is true. Fair.
John? Aren't you like ordained or something?
I technically am ordained, yes. do you want to lead us in prayer or something?
Not really. Well, once he took his mask off, you know, I thought, man, this guy's scary. He took his mask off, and I was like, pretty sure that guy was loading boxes at the supermarket the other day.
Wow. Damn!
Not nearly as nice. Not nearly as scary looking.
I thought he was so scary.
I think he's terrifying no matter what, you know. Gary is 11-0, so he's not scared of G. Raver, I guess.
I must live in a rough area.
Well, what I always think about is these, like, this, like, mask that he wears. To me, it's like a trophy. It's like something he killed. It's some creature that he killed, you know, in a wrestling match, ? I don't know. And so he wears it around to scare people. It's like, that's what, you know, I have been looking into ancient history, if you know anything about me lately. And a lot of times these ancient history, you know, ancient warriors and stuff, they would wear this kind of stuff, you know? In fact, I mean, even Hercules, he wore the lion, you know, the lion skin that he killed the lion. I mean, that's not real, but, you know, it's still a thing. And so, I don't know. I just thought,
not real, but people did it.
Somebody did. I don't know who, but, like,
probably wasn't Hercules.
I really like Evercross, all right? And, you know, of course, I've been there at every Unsanctioned Pro. By the way, this is the first Unsanctioned Pro show, other than the bar things they did, that I was not at. So, I'm extra sad today, but I'm happy when I'm sad. But, point is,
I've only missed one other one. I don't think I went to the...
You didn't go to the number one.
I didn't go to the first one, mm-hmm. So it's the only one I've missed.
Yeah, good for you, John. You're good. Yeah, we're in there. We're real fans, you know.
Yeah.
Not like these fake fans over here. Not like these podcasters over here. But Evercross is like an organic, legit star at Unsanctioned Pro. And, you know, he's one of these guys that has gotten over through wrestling and through, you know, a little bit of character work, but mostly just wrestling. And those are the guys that stay over that kind of stuff. So Evercross has had a lot of challenges. And one of the things that, you know, Derek, the promoter of Unsanctioned Pro, has done is to bring in great talent to face him. You know, Aaron Williams has been calling him out for like a year now. You know, coronavirus fucks up this whole storyline. However, bringing in someone like G. Raver, you know, you see Evercross and he's surprised when G. Raver comes out. He's like, fuck. This is going to be hard. And it sure was.
Oh, yeah, it was definitely hard.
It was more of a traditional wrestling match than I was expecting. You know, I was expecting a little more crazy shit. They definitely did some crazy shit. You know, G. Raver's diving and he's, you know, ripping dudes' arms off and shit like that. He's acting crazy because that's what he does. I didn't see any tattoo needles, though, you know?
I didn't see most of this match. I apologize. I was watching the Bianca Belair, Sasha Banks match.
We did see that, and that match was very good. However, this one was very good, too.
I know, I just wasn't...
They were both great.
John's very honest, I know.
Literally, the only match I was looking forward to at WrestleMania was Bianca Belair versus Sasha Banks, and so...
Yeah, we had two TVs going, as I said.
If they had gone on time... Well, actually, they both were on.
Yeah, I was saying, conveniently, they started at the same time.
Dean with a sick non-burn there. So, that's great.
It's like I took the burn back. But they have been on time, but I guess that wasn't really their fault.
I'm not familiar with either one of these wrestlers. I've never seen either one of them. I've only heard you talk about them. And I know that the experience of being there is better than watching it on the television. But from what I saw... Both of them were very impressive.
Got really choked up about it.
I did. Yes. Gary's emotional.
And you know, I look forward to watching both of them again. You know, I can see why people think both of these guys are stars.
Yeah, they're fantastic. It was a fantastic match, but we're not going to give it all away. You got to watch this thing, and here's how you watch it: you go on Fight TV, you search for Unsanctioned Pro, fueled by Sprite. And I don't even like Sprite. Sprite's kind of got a weird aftertaste.
It makes me burp a lot.
Oh,
yeah.
Like you're a little kid.
I'm going to agree with both of you.
When I had a little kid friend when I was a little kid, and he called it Bubble Up. That's what he called it.
What I like to do is I like to mix Dr. Pepper and Sprite together.
Oh.
I used to go to Burger King at lunch at work sometimes, and they used to have like mixed drinks combos that you could do with like your like self-serve station, and one was Black Gold, which was Dr. Pepper, Sprite half and half.
Okay.
It's really good, honestly.
Okay. You gotta mix the Sprite with Hawaiian Punch.
Ooh, yeah, that's how you make real punch, right? And you put the fruit in there.
I mix it with some fizziness to it.
I mix it with Crown Royal most of the time.
Nice, that's good too.
Sprite or Hawaiian Punch, sure.
Whatever.
Well, these guys mix some wrestling with some other wrestling, and Evercross got the win with the pile driver. Of course, he has some crazy pile driver, and he only hits one now. He used to hit them all, like all of his offense is based around doing all these pile drivers.
He's the king of drivers.
Yeah, he's the god of drivers. That's a little different, you know. But he gets the win and defends that championship. It was an excellent match. It was a fun show. We're an hour into this, but I think we need to just hear from you guys one more time to see what's the future hold for you guys? I mean, what's next for you? Is there anything you're looking forward to in the wrestling world or anything personally you got to share? John, I'll start with you.
I finally get to take a vacation after 2 years.
Woo-hoo.
This coming week, so I'm very excited about that. Going out to California to visit some friends.
You are? I did not know that.
Do like a little tour of LA, go to the beach. Well, California is still like fairly shut down, so we won't be able to do too much.
Yeah.
But as long as I can try some craft beers out there, I'm good.
Cool. Well, that sounds like fun. Damn, I've never been to California. I would love to go there.
That'd be nice. Great.
Yeah, I bet the weather might be a little better than what it is here.
It's supposed to be in like the mid-70s and sunny all week.
So that's like every day in California, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah,
so
we get two of those a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're interrupted by rain halfway through.
Exactly.
You know, so
we're like, oh, it's 70.
I hate Ohio. Anyway, Dean, what's going on with you? What's the future hold for you? What hopes and dreams do you have?
Hopes and dreams. I just wanted to warm up so I can get the cover off the pool and get that water all cleared up.
You built a deck, right?
I did build a deck. It's not perfect. I was able to hide a lot of the flaws.
Don't bury yourself, Dean. I saw the deck in the pictures. It looks awesome.
It is perfect.
How many people have fallen off of it? None. So it's good.
But we haven't been drinking on it yet. So
we'll get there. We'll get there. Drunk Dean, best Dean.
I will tell you, though, last year during coronavirus, I did get to enjoy Dean's pool several times. And that's
not a bad
thing.
Some days I just came home from work and he was there.
I would be at Dean's house. Well, Dean, I'm going swimming.
Maybe I need to do that if that's an option. I didn't know that was an option. I usually come when I'm invited, but
I work pretty close to there.
The best part was that my cousin and Gary's wife was a little OCD about how dirty my kitchen was, so she cleaned it.
Wow. Well, that's fantastic.
And the pool was still good.
Man, that's like a great gift right there. Hey, you know, I cleaned my apartment for you guys, and I worked really hard on it, so I hope you enjoy it. You know,
it's nice, but I would not have cared.
Either yeah, way. But, yeah. And, you know, I still.
Single guy. Yeah. I'd have been like, that's fine.
Yeah, it is what it is. That's but, well, Gary, what does the future hold for Gary, and what hopes and dreams do you have? Is there anything in professional wrestling you're looking forward to, or anything in your life?
You know, one thing I am looking forward to, and, you know, I have not. I can't say that I've always been a Zach Wentz fan. Mm. And if you follow any of the podcasts, you can hear me say bad things about him. But I'm I'm very excited for the fact that...
You hated him because he feuded with Clayton Jackson, right, and you just are like exactly the biggest Clayton Jackson fan. So that's what you mean. Yeah.
That is true. That is true. but, you know, it's cool to see guys like Zach get a chance and move up to the next level. I can't remember. I know he's got a new name now. He doesn't wrestle under Zach.
Nash Carter.
Yeah, Nash Carter in WWE, NXT. So that's pretty awesome. So that's one thing I'm looking forward to see his growth in the NXT. And I'm also looking forward to some of the other guys that we've mentioned on here, that we've mentioned in the past, the guys that we've watched over the last couple of years. See, as things begin to maybe open up a little bit more, see what the future brings for them. You know, because I know there's a lot more talent, especially in this area.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, every once in a while someone makes the comment that, you know, the indies have been robbed. There's nothing left. And that's not true.
It's never true.
It's never true. It's an endless thing. You know, I must say that I am both happy and trepidatious about indie wrestling being back. You know what I mean?
Yes.
This episode doesn't mean that we're back or anything like that. It just means we wanted to do something fun. And, you know, Derek, the promoter at Unsanctioned Pro, has been so awesome to us and friendly that this is kind of a present for him a little bit. It's a present for Alexis Montez. And it's a present for all you folks that have been listening, because a lot of folks have been listening since we've been posting, you know, the older episodes up. I'm going to continue to do that, you know, with the understanding that those were all recorded years ago and we didn't know, you know, about a lot of the stuff that we know now, and it is what it is. So not sure what the future holds for us as far as the podcast, but we wanted to do this. It was fun. I'm so thankful that you guys came out. I don't know. I mean, I thank you guys so much. I love you guys, and I'm just happy. I'm ecstatic to see you guys, and this has been a really fun night. So, anyway, well.
Get your vaccination.
Yes, please, folks, get your vaccination. So,
for you in general, what does the future hold for you?
Oh, okay. Well,
and
I mean,
do a
for
podcast
me,
now that never ends.
Yeah, the Never Open podcast. Never, yeah, it never opens. Yeah, so
dang it,
that's pretty close. It also never ends. But yeah, doing the Never Open podcast about New Japan with Luke from Australia. That shit's the bomb. It's a lot of fun, and I really, really enjoy doing that. So that's been something that's fun. We have a very special surprise episode coming up that I can't tell you about, but other than it's going to exist, and you guys will get to see. Well, here, excuse me, another side of me that you've never heard before. So I don't think it'll be a big deal necessarily, but it'll be something interesting. So I'll tell you guys about it when we stop recording. But anyway, so, you know, I don't know, man. I'm going to keep working. You know, things are going pretty good for me personally. I'm achieving all kinds of cool little goals that I've set for myself. And that's not always been the case for me. A lot of times I've set goals in my life and something's gotten in the way, or I've allowed life to get in the way. I don't know how to put that, but I failed at my goals. How about that? And recently, I've been like meeting all these goals, and they're coming easier and easier, and this like part of my life is becoming easier and easier. So that's really cool. I mean, I'm over 40, so it's about time I got my shit together, huh? So things are going pretty well for me, and pretty soon, won't be long before I move out of the world headquarters of the world into a new place that's going to be a little bigger. You know, so that'll be fun. And I have a new world mobile headquarters of the world, which is nice. You know, the old one's still sitting out there, you know, and that'll be auctioned off for a museum at some point, you know, for the Pro Wrestling Museum of Ohio. But that's kind of all I got. Thanks for asking, Dean. I appreciate that. You guys got anything else we need to share? I know you guys got to go home and stuff, so.
No. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening.
You're welcome.
Sayonara.